You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Nanomouse. I'm here to present a new game to you. It's an audio game. It's required to have a headphone, so it's in stereo. It is called Frequency Missing. It is a free app you can download with your app store, of course. This is going to be great for those that love audio games that requires the headphones because it's in 3D stereo, so you will have to be able to interact with characters and be able to speak with them and do various other things. This is kind of a mystery solving kind of game, which is kind of different and unique, which I like about it. So it's not a shoot 'em up type of game. So if shoot 'em up is not your kind of game and you like something that's audio but something more a little bit fun to do, it is a very, very simple game, easy to do, easy to use. So without further ado, let's go to Frequency Missing. I'm not going to show you a whole lot and get into the game itself, but just give you a taste of what you can hear from the game itself and see if it's something for you to download and want to try. Okay, so let's go to Frequency Missing.
Frequency Missing.
Double tap to open. One finger double tap to open that.
Landscape.
Welcome to Frequency Missing. This game is played in landscape mode with the home button to the right.
Okay.
In Frequency Missing, you can explore menus and the game world by dragging one finger across the screen to listen for objects. When you find an object you want to use, release your finger. Remember to wear your headphones correctly to separate right and left. Right and left. Now you will try to find an object in the game world. Hold down one finger on the screen.
So let's do that. Let's put one finger on the screen.
Hold down one finger. You can now hear a person whistling. Drag your finger toward the sound until you hear a click.
Okay, so let's go to the left because I hear him whistling to the left. I'm going to go to the left.
Good.
Ah.
Now, release your finger to select the object.
And hello.
Perfect. You found a person and have started a conversation. Hold down one finger on the screen and move it up and down to hear topics to choose from. Release your finger to select. Now, give it a shot. Try to talk about the weather.
So let's tap hold like she said. I just hold it there.
Sports.
I'm going to go up and drag or slide up.
Economy.
There's economy. Slide up.
The weather.
All right, that's what she wants. Now I'm going to let go of my finger.
The weather is great.
Good. Now choose buy, and let's move on.
Okay, so we got to go to the menu again. So we're going to tap on the screen, hold, and then we're going to drag down because I know that's where the buy is.
Food.
All right, let's drag down.
Travel. Buy.
There it is.
Buy.
Good. That's it for the tutorial. Now choose new game. In the menu to start the game.
Okay, so on the screen, it's just main like menu. We did before. You have to tap and hold until you hear something, and you drag up and down to do various things. So let's see what we got here on the screen. Tap and hold.
New game.
There's new game. Go down.
Help.
There's help. That's to do the tutorial again. Let's go up.
New game.
And go up. And there's nothing there.
New game.
Now, once I let go of this, we're going to start the game, and we'll listen to what she has to say, and I'll try to guide you, and we'll just give you an example for a few minutes here.
The game auto-saves, so you can pick up where you left off.
Oh, my head. What happened?
Where am I? It's so dark.
Ouch! I'm locked in! Help! Is someone there?
Ugh. I probably shouldn't have done that. If they hear me, they might knock me out again. I hear some rattling. If I feel around, I might be able to locate where that noise is coming from.
Okay, so we're supposed to look around. And like the tutorial was, you put your finger down on the screen, hold it, and then you start hearing some little rattling.
If I feel around, I might find something.
So we need to go find it. So I'm going to tap and hold. I think I hear to the left. Okay, I'm going to go up a little bit. Ah, there's that click sound. What I did is I just dragged to the left, went up, and I went towards the sound till I get a click. Now let up.
A screw! I might be able to pry it loose with my hands. There we go. It's still locked. Maybe there are more screws.
All right, so let's tap the screen and find the next one. I'm going to go right this time. I hear it. There it is. I went right, and then I went down a little bit and just tried to find it. Let go.
Another screw! It's starting to give way.
Sound like we need one more, so let's try it again to find it. Going to the left. I'm going to go down. There it is. So I had to go left and down and click and let up.
Chapter 1. 3 days earlier.
April 13th, 8:35 a.m. My first day at work as a reporter for Radio IDUN. Richard would have welcomed me and showed me around, but he disappeared 3 days ago. I'm really worried. Carl might know something about where he is.
Okay, so we gotta find Carl. Now I'm gonna tap here. Now I notice I heard something to the right first. And I heard the click, and if I let up, check this out.
The door to the lobby. I need to talk to Carl before I do anything else.
So I had to find Carl, so what I did is I tapped the screen again, put your finger down, hold, and I went left this time. I hear the whistle now. That's gotta be Carl. There he is. I went to the left and up, and now I'm gonna let go.
Hi, Carl. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Patricia. Just fine. How are you settling in?
So now we're going to interact and talking with him. So before, we had the option of the things we can discuss with him. So I'm going to tap the screen.
New at work.
I can talk to him about my new work. Let's go up. Nothing else. So let's go back down.
New at work. Richard.
Talk about Richard.
Goodbye.
Or goodbye. We're here to talk about Richard, so let's go to Richard.
Richard.
And let go of your finger.
Have you read the newspaper today?
No. What's on your mind?
It said the police have closed the investigation on Richard's disappearance.
What? No one has seen him in 3 days.
I know! They claim there's no indication that a crime has been committed. How can they not care about what happened?
I'm sorry. I know you're good friends. Is there anything I can do?
Thank you, but I don't think so. I was so happy when he got me this job and was really looking forward to working with him.
Okay. So let's try talking some more here.
Richard's job. Richard's disappearance.
Let's talk to him about the disappearance. Because this is obviously a mystery, so we got to figure out what happened to Richard.
Do you know anything about Richard's disappearance?
No, nothing. I was going to snoop around in his office, but someone had locked it.
Do you think there's anything in there?
I don't know, but he spent a lot of late nights in his office. I thought maybe he had left some notes about what he was working on.
Foreshadowing there. Let's try talking to him some more here.
Richard's job.
Let's talk about his job.
Do you know what he was working on?
Some stories, but nothing that would explain his disappearance. You spent a lot of time together. He never told you anything?
No, but I got this feeling he wanted to tell me something but couldn't. I thought it might have something to do with what he was working on.
He was no help there.
Richard's job.
We did that.
Richard's disappearance.
We did that. So there's no more up there. Let's go down.
Richard's disappearance. Richard's job. Enough about Richard.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see what else you got here.
Richard. New at work.
Tell him about new at work.
New at Richard. Goodbye.
Let's just say goodbye here.
Thanks, Carl. I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Well, obviously he gives us enough information that we need to go snoop in his office. So I'm going to go back to the front lobby there where we were originally. So I'm going to tap my screen, my finger on the screen. Hold it down. Let's go to the right. We'll go there and let go.
The lobby. The radio station's lobby. Grandiose and awe-inspiring. You can't help but be impressed by it.
So I'm going to stop it right there. Pretty much the whole idea there was to give you an idea what it's like. And if that is kind of your game style, which I have had a lot of fun with this. It has autosave, obviously, so you can come back and pick up where it is. It is fun to play, and most of all, it's free. So if this is something you've been looking for and you want to give it a try, give it a whirl, Frequency Missing. Remember that the screen is kind of an oddball thing, so it's not a buttons or anything like that. Remember, you have to just tap the screen. Don't double tap anything, so don't tap or anything like that. Just put your finger on the screen, and then go up and down through the various menus, and then let go, and that will implement that command. So there's no double tap or anything, so it's just a matter of looking for sounds, like we were looking for those screws for her so she can unscrew the file. So I just went to the left or right towards the sound. You may have to go up or down. You just have to hunt for it. But the key thing is to hear those clicks. And once you hear this click, you just lift your finger up and action will happen. And as we were talking with the gentleman there, we just click and then we went to find his whistling and then we found him. And then we were able to about Richard. So I tapped the screen and then we were able to interact and speak with him with various menus going up and down and things like that. So that is pretty much the legit of the entire game. It is a great game, so get the app today. All right. Well, anyway, my name is Thomas Donva, also known as Anonymous. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.